Hi, this is Eli Roth, writer-director of Hostel Part 2, and you're watching The Action Room. Back in the Action Room, listeners, after a month-long hiatus, I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Afua Richardson.
And I hope you enjoyed the reruns. You know, we missed you, fans, out there. And
I missed some of you.
All right, so we've got a lot of great stuff for you, some stuff that has been simmering in the Action Room vaults. We've got an interview with writer-director Eli Roth of Hostel 2, which just opened last weekend. We've also got an interview with the producers and directors of a new documentary that it was a hit at Sundance called Chasing Ghosts Beyond the Arcade. It's about 80s video arcade game champions.
I rule.
You know, I love Centipede back in the day. And Millipede. And we've also got to have some big Action Room special news for you at the end of the show. So, let's talk about what we did on the break. I got to do a little rock and rollin' with a stage reading of a musical and recorded some other stuff some other stuff. But the really big news
this month,
is that our producer Mike, we just call him Producer Mike, he has actually engaged in a larger social life, dating more than usual, which is non-existent. So, Mike, talk to us about that.
Yeah, you should say that this is an attempt at a social life, which before I'd never even done before. So,
well, yeah, that's better. I like that.
Okay, so, yeah, I attempted the girlfriend thing. I do not suggest it.
Really?
Personally, but
how long? What was the clock on this? It was like 6 days and 48 hours? Or
yeah, no.
27 minutes?
It was longer than I'd like to admit to, but no, it was timely in that it ended right before we've started.
The real work began. Now, did you get more stares and propositions when you had this girlfriend?
I seem to feel like I did, and I don't know if it's in my head or if it's chemical. Or
now, this is not necessarily when you were with the girl, but just alone walking around.
Oh, yeah. No, just they could sense.
I think it's a subconscious or energy thing. What do you think of
it? It might be the pheromones.
Pheromones?
I think it's like, you know, chemically, it's just like, I'm taken, therefore you want me,
I'll take you. Hey, you! I don't like
your
girlfriend yet.
Oh, yeah, like Avril. Soon to be on the Action Room.
If only Avril was looking at me. But, yeah, I didn't even know I had pheromones, so I'm glad I had them.
All right, well, several months ago, you may recall, Action listeners, that Afua and I and Producer Mike went to the second annual New York Comic-Con and Pop Culture Convention. Woohoo! And there we interviewed many celebrities, and we got this interview with writer-director Eli Roth. We said, Eli, honey baby, sweetheart, what's the sickest thing you've ever heard about or seen in real life? And here's what he had to say.
Hurricane Katrina, turning on the TV, seeing bodies floating down the street, the police quit, the army doesn't show up for 5 days. The absolute most disturbing, freaky, creepiest thing. It's like, there's no protection anymore.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, beware the terrorists, beware the terrorists. Then it's like, uh-oh, there's a flood, and nobody shows up to help. And then the National Guard's going to shoot you. It's like, why is everybody not rioting about this? And the fact that there weren't riots and protests scared me even more.
Exactly.
It's like, boy, people really don't care. Yeah, that freaks me out more than anything.
Well, all right. Thank you, Eli. Mm-hmm. And we also took the time to ask Eli, Howard Stern, I guess, had eventually...
The story behind this is that Eli used to do a lot of like kind of low-level position jobs in movies, and one of them was on the set of Private Parts, which is Howard Stern's movie.
Right.
And Eli was paid to watch Howard's trailer so that no one disturbed him while he was sleeping.
Right.
But while he did that, he was writing Cabin Fever.
Right.
And so the whole thing is like if Howard Stern had any involvement and could foresee the fact that this guy would be huge, which he didn't at the time. So the question...
If Howard Stern had produced Cabin Fever, what might have been different about that film? And here's what Eli had to say.
Probably no different. Except there would have been a cameo by Beetlejuice at some point.
Nice.
Yeah. I love Howard. Howard's awesome.
We caught a terrific new documentary, which was a big hit at Sundance. Fresh from Sundance, we caught it at BAM, Brooklyn Academy of Music. It's called Chasing Ghosts Beyond the Arcade. It's a film about video game champions of the 1980s.
Why wasn't I in that?
You know, what was your game of choice? What was your poison?
Oh, man.
In the 80s.
Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah. Hadouken!
Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah. Mike was Miss Pac-Man. I was probably Centipede, some others. All right. But we talked to director Lincoln Ruckte and producer Michael Verrecchia and talked to them about making the film. Let's take a listen. The interview was done by our very own Action Room super special correspondent, Jason Liebig.
Look, all I have to do is lean toward the mic, and Tony already corrects himself.
And I get the cues. This is very sophisticated Action Room technology here. All right. So let's check out Jason Liebig and Chasing Ghosts.
All right, I'm Jason here with the Action Room, and I am here with
Lincoln Ruckte,
Mike Verrecchia,
and they are the director and producer of Chasing Ghosts. Gentlemen, what is Chasing Ghosts?
Chasing Ghosts is a documentary about the early 80s video game arcade and the champions of that era. We basically follow around 12 of the best players from 1982, hear about their exploits in the early 80s, and then find out how they're doing now.
Why that period? Why video games? Why this film?
I think we're both very nostalgic about that time period. I mean, we grew up there in the early 80s. It's obviously like just something that I think a lot of people are sentimental about. I also happen to love video games, as I think Mike does as well. And I think these guys were like our heroes. You know, you always heard the story about the guy who could play all day on a quarter. You know, you never really met him, but you heard the stories. Well, these are the guys, you know. And, part of the story is also about growing up. So it's nice to visit them now. They're all grown up and see how they've turned out. You know, they were legends in the day, but what happened to them, you know?
What was it like when you found out it was going to be in Sundance? Because it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I think we were blown away, actually.
Yeah.
You called me on the phone, and I was actually shopping for some CDs for some music at Best Buy, and he called me and told me that, we were in, and I was standing in line, and, I had to mute my enthusiasm, and so I'm just, totally quiet, and then I get in the car, and I'm like, I can't believe this is unbelievable, it's our first movie, how did this happen?
Yeah.
It was almost like we fooled them,
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, they call you on the phone, they're like, want to let you know, we really, we're inviting you to Sundance to be part of the documentary competition, and I'm like, oh, really? Well, thank you, we really appreciate it, but I think it was just, for us, it was just sort of a justification for all the things that we were doing for the film.
If people want to see this, what's the best way to find out how to see it?
Yeah, at this point, they're sort of still working it out and finalizing things, so we don't have any real... We have nothing to report right now, but you can go check out ChasingGhostTheMovie.com, ChasingGhostTheMovie.com, and we'll be updating things there.
All right, action fans, we're going to wrap it up for this week.
Hey, you can't forget about the big Action Room news.
Oh, God, that's right. Action. Oh, and Mike didn't even lean into the mic. Mike. Whoa. All right. Well, the big Action Room news, listeners, is that we have a special contract with a multinational conglomerate. We are going to be on demand.
Woo-hoo!
In fact, we're going to be on demand.
On whatever cable providers allow us.
Right. So if you're in Illinois and you're craving more Action Room stuff, we are going to be nationwide cable on-demand stuff. And, okay, we got to wrap it up. We got producer Mike here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Afua Richardson.
And you people, stay gold.